It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron can be found at Mayo Park. He's the man down there with the plan. And ladies and gentlemen, here it is November, and camping is still available at Mayo Park. Tell us more, LeBron.
That is correct, Rob. You know, like unlike so many parks, we are open year-round. You're still able to come camp with us. We had a few campers this past weekend. We got a few campers coming up, especially the Thanksgiving weekend. So, yes, please come on out. You know, if you like fall camping, these good, cool, crisp nights, we have firewood for you. Well, it's a local guy that sells firewood. That's about a mile, 2 miles down the road. If you need fire for your camp wood, if you need fire
wood for your camp
wood
fire.
For your fire, yes, it's a guy, and it's the good type of wood, good dry wood. So come on out. Like I always say, the only thing is we're just physically not there on the weekends, but you still can camp, still have a good time. I was telling Rob off the air. You know, I had a lady come out yesterday, and I seen a lot of nice pictures being taken at Mayo across the lake. So, you know, it's nothing like going to the mountains, you know, seeing the fall leaves change and or going up there and see the change. But it's no need to spend a 3 or 4 hour trip going away. You can come right here in Roxburgh and look at the leaves change. I had a lady out yesterday, Rob. She sent me some pictures, very nice pictures of the leaves changing out there. We really appreciate that, of how the trails look. If you like that type of stuff in the pictures and like looking at the leaves, it's full of color right now. They are in their prime. The downfall to us, Rob, is just that every day seems like we're on that leaf blower, you know, trying to keep the trails cleaned up or trying to keep the campground clean. So about twice a week, we have to go there, you know, and excuse me, on the tractor and blow the leaves off. But needless to say, man, the leaves are in full peak right now. They're very beautiful. Come on out and take a look at it on any of the trails. If you want help, just stop by the office. Me or anybody in the office will be more than willing to help you out or point you in the right direction for any help that you may need. So, yes, again, we're still open for camping. I can't stress enough, start looking at your calendars for next year. I had a lady call yesterday. She booked a couple dates for April. So we are booking up. We are taking reservations for next year. That's my biggest, you know, thing. I always tell people, just plan ahead, plan ahead, plan ahead. Because, Rob, you know, you used to just show up on Friday or call us on a Wednesday or Thursday and say, hey, I want to come camping this weekend. You know, we have a spot open for you. But those days are long gone. COVID put those days behind us a long time ago. So come on out. I mean, come on out. Pick you out a site that you like. Look at your calendar. Get your family together. Start looking at next year, because I can promise you, A lot of major holidays are already booked or booking up tight. But again, just give us a call at 597-7806.
Also, want to let you know that Mayo Park, they have cabins available. The cabins are climate controlled. They do not have bathrooms, but they are close by the bathrooms at Mayo Park. They have showers, flushable toilets, playground equipment, walk the nature trail, play the disc golf course. Also, you can play horseshoes. And again, they offer more or less full service Monday through Friday, but they are not physically there on Saturday and Sunday. So if one of the bathroom toilets stops up, they will not be able to fix it until Monday. You can log on to PersonCountyNC.gov to find out more information about the Parks and Rec Department of Roxburgh and Person County, Mayo Park, and so much more. It's always something going on, something fun to do here in Roxburgh and Person County with the Parks and Rec Department. If you want to get out and take an early morning or late afternoon walk, you can do just that from anywhere in Roxburgh and Person County within a 10 or 15 minute drive. You can be at one of the many parks maintained by Parks and Rec. LeBron Street is here with us. LeBron, tell us a little bit about volleyball.
Yes, Rob. So volleyball registrations are now open. So please, if you're interested in playing volleyball, please Just simply, you got a few ways to do it. Go by the main office at 425 Long Avenue, which is Hook Sansbury, or give us a call for more information at 597-1755 to get more information when to sign up the age group and whatever other general questions you may have for the upcoming volleyball season. Registration are open right now.
Now, LeBron, you got some new group fitness classes going, correct?
That is correct, Rob. So, you know, we always have something going on in the Parks and Rec Department versus the Mayo with the athletic side or group fitness. So with that being said, group fitness has been going on. I believe it's either 6 to 8 week burst. But needless to say, we do have a new session that's about to start right after Thanksgiving. So, you know, a lot of people, Rob, make those New Year's resolutions to go ahead and New Year's resolution, I'm going to eat healthy, I'm going to get fit, I'm going to exercise more. Well, we don't have to wait until, you know, New Year's. We can go ahead and start November the 29th when a new group fitness session will be coming around to work off some of that extra turkey from Thanksgiving. So, again, November the 29th, a new session of group fitness will be going on. Just like any other thing, registrations, just simply give us a call at 597-1755 for more information to get signed up about it. Where is it at? Or whatnot. And I do know, Rob, that the group fitness, the guy that does group fitness is amazing. He keeps you involved, keeps you active. Don't have the attitude, well, I know I can't keep up with those people. Everybody's on the same playing field when it comes there. And I guarantee you will like it and not be disappointed. Again, November, a new session of group fitness starts November the 29th. Give us a call at 597-1755.
And, you know, with the holidays approaching, maybe you could do something like this to help, you know, the program maintain, don't gain, in which that basically means with a lot of us and most of us will be eating more, you know, with Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's headed our way than we typically do. And one way to avoid packing on those extra pounds is maybe having an exercise plan to help you burn off some calories to where necessarily you may not lose any weight, but just so you do not gain any weight. So that's something that you need to think about. 336-597-1755 is the phone number to the Huck Sansbury Parks and Rec office. If you need to call Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. Or if you want to talk to them at the Kirby Gallery there at the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex on Main Street in beautiful uptown Roxboro, they're open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5, Saturdays 10 till 4. 336-597-1709 is that number. LeBron, before we get to our local news report, you mentioned last week about it's going to be painting a turkey on a piece of tile. Is that right?
The ceramic tile, yes, Rob. That will be this Saturday, November the 13th. Give us a call first to make sure we still have room for you. I'm at 597-1755, and it's for ages 13 through 17. It's this Saturday, November the 13th, from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. We can only have 6 people, but we also need a certain amount of people to sign up. So just give us a call to make sure it's not maxed out to be able to paint the somatic Thanksgiving turkey tile.
And that'll be this Saturday. Coming up this Saturday. So that'd be nice to display Thanksgiving, that turkey you painted on that piece of ceramic tile. All right, we're going to take a break from Playing in Person. It's Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, let's remind everyone about that special deal for the hockey tickets to go see the Carolina Hurricanes in February. Got a special price ticket for folks, but you all have to have at least so many people buy tickets, right?
That is correct, Rob. We need at least 20 people to register for this, or say they're going, or to purchase these tickets for you to get a ticket for you to get a ticket for a, the ticket's only $83. Yeah, dang, you may be saying to yourself, $83, that's expensive for a ticket. Well, I always tell you what, go try buy a general admission ticket for these type of seats that you're going to get, and I can promise you, you're going to pay double that. You're saving a lot of money by purchasing these tickets from us for $83. It's center of the hockey rink, it's in its lower seat, so there's some very good seats. So if you're into hockey or know somebody's into hockey, if you're not even into hockey, take them to a Carolina Hurricanes hockey game. The atmosphere is amazing. I went to one. I don't know nothing about hockey, Rob, but just the atmosphere in general, cheering, you know, everything that's going on there is just amazing. So we do have some Carolina hockey tickets for sale for $83, but we need a certain amount of people to sign up for these tickets to get the discount rate. Again, it's not until February the 27th, so you have some time, and you know, you may be thinking about a good Christmas gift, or if you know a hockey person around here that's into hockey, trying to think of a good gift to get them tickets to go see the Carolina Hurricanes. As of now, the Hurricanes are doing very good, have outstanding record. Last time I checked, they were still undefeated with like 7-8 games in. So again, we do have Carolina Hurricane hockey tickets for sale for $83. But we must have a certain amount of people to go to get that discount. Just give us a call at 597-1755 for more information.
Now, LeBron, you all have Tai Chi classes going on, correct?
That is correct, Rob. Every Monday night, it's been something new we did this year at Mayo. If you're into Tai Chi or want to get into it, we do offer them every Monday evening at Mayo, at the Mayo Park Environment Educational Building. Just give us a call also at 597-1755 for more information or to sign up for the Tai Chi classes. I always tell people, if you don't know what Tai Chi classes is, best way to explain it to you is just advanced yoga, or just go on YouTube and type in Tai Chi, and I can promise you, it'll show you exactly, you know, what the Tai Chi is or what they do.
Well, now, LeBron, Christmas will be here before you know it. And you mentioned something a little while ago about snacks with Santa.
That's correct, Rob. You know, in about less than a month, you know, well, a little bit over a month, you know, will be Christmas time, but Santa will be making his way. So with that being said, December the 14th, from 5:30 to 7:30 in the auditorium, in the Person County building, the auditorium, you will be able to come in there and have snacks with Santa. And this is only for ages 5 through 9. But the kids must be accompanied by an adult. What are we going to have, Rob? You'll be able to paint ornaments for your Christmas tree. We'll have some hot chocolate for you to sip on, cookies, other little fun games and activities for you to do. But again, that's going to be December the 14th at the county office building from 5 o'clock, from 5:30 to 7:30. Please give us a call to register for this event. You must register by December the 10th, so we know how much supplies to get. Tell Santa Claus how many people to expect to be sitting on his lap. And again, it's only from ages 5 to 9. It's just a small $10 registration fee for this event. Just give us a call at 597-1755.
LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning, sharing some good information.
Yes, my pleasure. You all listeners have a great day.
WKRX, rated number 1 for Person County listeners. WKRX, my hometown station.